This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. German company BioNTech, which worked with Pfizer to create one of the vaccines used here in the U.S., has unveiled a new tool to boost the global COVID vaccination rate. Mobile factories assembled from shipping containers that produce the mRNA vaccine. As Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports, later this year, those factories will be on their way to developing countries.
The good news is that global COVID vaccine supply and manufacturing capacity are improving, says Krishna Adhikumar, who directs Duke University's Global Health Innovation Center. About 60% of the world's population has gotten at least one dose.
The bad news is the rollout has been incredibly inequitable. So 10% only of people living in low-income countries have had even one dose of vaccine.
BioNTech says its first factory kits will be sent to a handful of African countries later this year and could produce as many as 50 million doses within 12 months. Adhikumar says that's a good start, but BioNTech will need to do more to really help the continent.
Ensuring the transfer of the equipment, the technology, that they're also working on standing up a trained workforce, creating a supply chain.
African countries produce less than 1% of the vaccines they administer, according to Landry Senye with the Brookings Institution's Africa Growth Initiative.
Africa is almost totally dependent on vaccine imports.
Those imports have been an issue since long before the COVID-19 pandemic, Senye says. He hopes BioNTech's plan boosts long-term manufacturing capacity in Africa.
Solving the urgent COVID-19 vaccine deficit in Africa is an extremely important step to solving the broader vaccine crisis on the continent.
But not everyone sees it that way.
The kits are a band-aid.
Preethi Krishtel is with the nonprofit Initiative for Medicines, Access, and Knowledge.
Approaches like this ensure that control stays with the manufacturers like BioNTech acting on their own terms. And it's not equitable. It's not sustainable.
Krishtel says if that company and others making mRNA vaccines were serious about equity, they'd suspend their patents and allow rival companies to make their vaccines. BioNTech didn't respond to a request for an interview. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.